Visit Engineered Sleep, 627 Congre Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been on our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congre Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
The Health Dare is reversing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, and IBS in just 30 days. And it's so easy. You don't have to go to the gym, and you can still even have fast food. I lost 80 pounds, and I've seen thousands of people reverse their symptoms. I even saw a man in a wheelchair get off his insulin in 2 weeks. I promise you won't fail. If you do, you get your money back. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com. I dare you.
Are you ready to say goodbye to 2020? Then let's start with a clean slate in 2021, as in insanely clean, as in the kind of clean you can only get when you call the pros at Zero Res. Their patented cleaning process uses powered water to clean your home like no other, and with no residue. Your carpets stay cleaner longer. Mention me, Mickey, and get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $109. Schedule your Zero Res cleaning today. Call 558-7300 or online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
I'm sitting here with Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled, and we're about to ask him a listener question on disability Medicare. Gary, the listener wants to know if she has a right to additional Medicare benefits if her disability Medicare is kicking in.
Great question, listener, and one I think there's a lot of confusion over. You definitely have more rights than just original Medicare when your disability Medicare A and B kick in. There are a multitude of Medicare Advantage plans that you will qualify for during your initial election period. If you need more assistance, please contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you go. Gary's number again is 864-307-8484. Give him a call today for step-by-step direction through this process.
Hey Clemson family, Eric Macklin here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Duck Donuts in Greenville. Proud Clemson alumni Greg Terry and his wife Julie are happy to open their doors to you this season, and their warm welcomes are just the start of your Duck Donuts experience. They've got the most delicious, warm, fresh donuts you'll ever eat, but the best part? They are all made to order with flavors for everyone in the family. Start your morning off right, go to the Plaza on Pelham, or you can order online at duckdonuts.com.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, Ramona?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm amused. I'm amused by some of the stuff I'm reading from some of the South Carolina sources, trying to spin the Beamer experience to make it look like a positive when it,
that could be amusing, I see.
Well, yeah, because you think like this mess can't get worse, that there's no way. and then with each ensuing day, you find out that you're mistaken. And yet none of them want to put any of the blame where it belongs. None of them want to blame Tanner. None of the Geek Cup fans want to blame Tanner. And none of them want to blame Shane Beamer. They actually want to believe in that, you know, and I get to some extent you're held captive prisoner. I get it by the school that you love by their choices. I get it. But remember, Auburn didn't. When Auburn didn't like their, now people might say, well, now Auburn's getting their cast offs. You know, that's to be debated. But the point is that when Auburn floated the Kevin Steele trial balloon, the Auburn fan base unanimously said, oh, hell no, we're not doing that. The South Carolina fan base embraced it, just like they embraced the notion that Ron Hill gave them the best chance to win. And now somehow, it's astonishing. This clown show goes on a daily basis, and these people think, like, Beamer's building a culture, that he's cleaning up the culture. I mean, it's so utterly laughable. You know, there are just way too many amateurs in this industry. They're just are. There's just way too many amateurs. People have just no clue. But carry on, because in a way, it's all good for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course I do. It's more fun.
Right. It's all good for me.
Yeah.
Like for example, let me give you an example. Everybody on the left hates Trump, right? I mean, it's universal, right? Absolutely universal. Yes. Everybody on the left hates Trump.
Yes.
But the one thing that Trump gave all of the media people on the left is he gave them constant fodder for conversation. In other words, you know, they built their whole programs upon him. And what they're going to find now in his absence is that they don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's going to be comedians gone left and right, reporters gone left and right.
Right. You know, he, whether you like him, hate him, whatever, they're going to find out, you know, for example, CNN's going to find out they built a lot of everything they did on him. And you're not going to be able to do something similar with Biden because, one, you don't hate him.
It's like the SEC and the ESPN. Yeah,
it works on the other side as well. You know, I think Limbaugh, who created a multi-billion dollar enterprise, I think he found his best material when Democrats were in office. You know what I mean?
Probably.
Right. So from my standpoint, look, all these kinds of things are good. I mean, I don't understand. I'm not rooting for your fail. I'm not. I did my best to try and get you to do the right thing last time too, because I wasn't in favor of the Muschamp hire. Did not like that hire. So last time too, I tried to steer you in the right direction, and I tried to steer you in the right direction this time. But it's not my fault that you didn't listen, and so every day becomes a bigger embarrassment. And astonishingly, none of it. There are some of the South Carolina fans who follow us and listen. They get it, but and I get that there's a helpless feeling about it. I get that. But the bottom line is that there are still South Carolina media sources, the same sources who believe that Colin Hill gave you the best chance to win, the same sources. The same sources that somehow adopted this ridiculous notion that Beamer was the best choice of the available candidates, which is utterly laughable and always has been. And now those same sources are defending it and saying he's cleaning up the culture. I'm sorry. Can you explain to me how that works? For the love of all that's holy, please somebody explain to me how that works. Explain to me how Beamer is cleaning up the culture. Did Beamer
I thought he loved it here so much that it was perfect.
That's right.
Does he need to clean up the culture if he loves it here and it's perfect for him?
Well, yeah, look, it goes deeper. Let me see if I can Okay, I don't even know where my Twitter feed went. I have 8,000 things open at the top of my page. I want to find something I wrote that actually turned worse for the Gamecocks. Where is it? I'm scrolling. I know it's here somewhere. I know. Okay, here it is. I wrote this in the middle of the night, I guess. Has Ray Tanner secretly switched sides in the rivalry?
That's a good point.
I said this reads like some absurd comedy conceived by a Clemson fans for their continuous amusement. First, you choose Colin Hill. You could have had Grayson McCall. You seem to have Gunnar Stockton. You didn't want Holinsky. Bobo kills your program, but your unrequited love for Mountain West boy will not be denied, so you re-up him. Easter egg hunt guy sings praises of Bobo, says he would be his first choice, regardless. One day after signing Bobo dumps South Carolina for Auburn. He takes Gunnar Stockton. With only a slot receiver remaining for quarterback, South Carolina begs Holinsky back. Now, I want you to answer me a question, even you Arden Gamecock fans, even you Gamecock fans who hate what I'm saying. Is there anything in that that's not true? I'm just asking. Asking for a friend who was wrong yesterday. asking for a friend who was wrong yesterday. Yeah, I just want to know, is there anything in those two little mini paragraphs, those connected tweets, is there anything in there that's not true? Now, today I would add a third chapter in that Tracy Rocker has also left the Love Fest at South Carolina and decided to go to Auburn again, apparently without telling anybody. I don't know all the ins and outs of that. But another rat has jumped ship. But here's the thing. Are you people trying to tell me that this guy's cleaning up the culture? He's getting rid of the rats when he came out in support of the rats? Is that what you're actually trying to tell me? I mean, he came out and said that Bobo was absolutely his guy, and that if South Carolina didn't know enough to retain him, that Bobo was going to be his first choice anyway. But now you want to classify that as Beamer getting rid of the rats? I'm sorry, you can't have that both ways. I'm sorry. Are you joking? This is the biggest clown show in college football. The whole thing, from top to bottom. I advised you last week. I'm advising you again. Fire them all. Start over. Somebody above Ray Tanner needs to clean house at South Carolina and say, this has been a terrible mistake. We appreciate what Ray Tanner has done as a baseball coach. We appreciate Shane Beamer's interest in the program. We're not keeping either one of you. And start over. That's what you need to do. You need a complete mulligan and start over. The whole thing is an utter, unmitigated disaster that gets worse every single day. I mean, and again, I understand. I appreciate the fact that some of you good South Carolina fans are captive prisoners to what's going on. I get it. But this shouldn't be happening every day. See, these are all signs of no one knowing what they're doing, which is the truth of it. Ray Tanner has no idea what he's doing. Shane Beamer has no idea what he's doing. It couldn't be more obvious. It's just an absolute clown show. This is what you get when you make bad choices. Every single thing that has been said about South Carolina football for the last year by all parties involved has been laughable. And you don't run. Here's the thing. I don't even want to. I say, well, it keeps giving me fodder, but I don't even want to talk about this.
No.
I said I was going to leave it alone. But the problem is every day they do something else. Every day there's some new add-on. You can't just hire a staff and keep them. You can't keep them. I mean, the Bobo clown signed his deal. he was the greatest thing ever. Everybody loved Bobo, despite the fact that a Mountain West castoff came to your program and for a year did everything he could to rip it apart, but for some reason, you still all loved him. You've done nothing you said you were going to do. You were going to hire an offensive mind. You didn't. You hired a guy who gets a coffee. And then you were going to move in a different direction. Remember, way back when you hired Muschamp, you had other better choices that you passed on that turned out to be big names like Lincoln Riley. But remember, during this lead-up process, it was okay. You would be fine because you weren't going to get Lincoln Riley. You failed on that the first time, but you were going to get a close relative of Lincoln Riley. Brother to Lincoln Riley. He would come and save the day. You didn't get any of that. None of it. You retained the guy who tore you down all season long. Then you celebrated that you were re-upping him. Then your new coach, Easter egg hunt guy, your new coach, he said, love Bobo. If we weren't doing this, he would be the first guy called. Then the day after re-upping him, he says, screw off, I'm going to Auburn. I don't love you as much as I thought I did.
What?
You were just like you were just like Miss Russia at closing time. So you were just a one night stand to Mike Bobo. And so he left, and now you wanted to find that as Beamer is cleaning up the culture? Oh my God. I mean, enough's enough already. I'm not sure I can actually take this amusement. Are you kidding me? That's how you want to characterize that now? You want to characterize that as Beamer is now cleaning house? Well, I thought I'd seen it all. I thought I'd seen it all. I thought I'd heard it all. It's just impossible. When we come back, I want to talk about the greatest coach of all time, allegedly. The greatest coach of all time now, allegedly. It's over. That discussion's over. It's now Nick Saban. he's not just the greatest college coach of all time, but according to Pro Football Talk, he's like the greatest coach of all time, in all likelihood. Wow. Wow. I wonder what Spurrier thinks about that. Quick break.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Have you thought about the legacy you will leave for your family? David Green would like to help you ensure that you leave a legacy you are proud of. There is no better time than right now to plan for the future. Whether it is a simple will, power of attorney, family trust, or other option, David is here to help you prepare the right plan for you and your family. Call today at 864-271-7940 so they can help discuss your family's legacy.
My Garage has been servicing the Clemson area for years with professionalism and care. See us for all makes and models, from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volvo, to domestic and Asian. We provide a great customer service and treat our customers like family. Best darn garage in Clemson. You and your family's safety is our main concern, so we keep your vehicle safe for the roads. Please stop by and see what My Garage is all about on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Make getting a great night's sleep your New Year's resolution with Mattress Firm's year-end sale. Hurry in for savings of up to $300 on our top-rated brands like Sealy. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 on Sealy. Or save 50% on select mattresses from Sealy and get a queen mattress for just $299.99. Don't wait. Shop in-store, online, or by phone with a sleep expert for these amazing deals. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Matt in Seneca writes, is it possible Auburn hired Bobo only to get Gunner? Yeah, I've had that thought too, Matt. I've had that exact thought. We've seen that in college football for a million years. Yeah, I think it's absolutely possible. You know, you may have a quarterback situation at Auburn. Things not working out as you had hoped thus far. I think there are a whole lot of reasons for that with Nix and company. But regardless, you have a new coach coming in, and Harsin, he needs to shore up the quarterback situation. What's the quickest way to do that? Well, bring in Bobo, because apparently in tow, that means you get Gunner Stockton too. But, I mean, think about the mess. Think about the mess that whole quarterback's. Look, when I said hire the Coastal Carolina staff, there are obvious reasons. The team is as well coached as any in the country. You get the whole staff that's been together. It's like staff in a box. It's like staff in a box. You just open it up, they hit
the
ground running.
That's pretty good. I like that. Staff right. in a box.
Right. You don't have to coach the coaches. They all know what they're doing. They all work together. They all know each other. They're all pulling the same direction. You don't have these scatterbrained hires. You don't have all this embarrassing action, this peripheral action where guys stay and then they go the next day. You don't have any of that. It was all done for you. It was all done for you. Teams in the top 10 in the country is all done for you. I mean, it couldn't have been any easier. And with it came Grayson McCall, who was 14th in the country in quarterback officiating rating and is as tough a kid as ever played the position. And he would have been your quarterback for the next 3 years to go with Harris and Lloyd and all the elements of that offense that David Pollack correctly called the offense of the future. You didn't want any of that because you're smarter. Even though you've been wrong every time, you're still smarter. Smarter than whom? I have no idea. But you're smarter than somebody. Maybe Tennessee. Maybe Tennessee. Remains to be seen. But the point is, I mean, you could have had that. And you could have had Grayson McCall. You would have known exactly who your quarterback is this season. This season, all that would have been in play right from day one. You know exactly what you're doing, easy as can be. No, you didn't want that. You wanted Bobo, presumably because of Gunner Stockton. In the process, you alienated Ryan Helinski. So Ryan Helinski finally said, okay, enough, enough. When you decided to bring Bobo back, Ryan Helinski said, okay, I've seen that act. I've suffered under it all year. I'm not going to stick around for that. So Bobo, you kissed and made up with Bobo. It was all good. It was all great. You re-upped him and everything else before you actually hired the coach. And then the coach came out, Easter egg hunt guy, and said, it's okay because I would have hired him first choice anyway. And then he left you standing at the altar. He ran off to Auburn with Gunner Stockton in tow. So there goes your five-star quarterback that you did all this other stuff for. And now you don't have Helinski because he left because you kept Bobo, and now Bobo's not there. So now you're calling Helinski back, seeing if you can get him back. And you know what you're doing? Honestly, I could not have written that to be as bad an outcome. I couldn't have made it up. If I sat here for a half hour and thought to myself, okay, let me write all the things down that could be the absolute worst case scenario for South Carolina, it would be all those things I just said. And the thing is, I didn't have to make it up. You people actually did this. I forgot the Colin Hill lead in, which is you let a Mountain West cast off quarterback who had never thrown for more than 1,200 yards come to your city, take over your program with his coach, and tell you that he was the best option, even though he couldn't win at Colorado State, that he was the best option to beat Georgia and Florida. And you people believed it. And all the South Carolina media said so because you were told that. Will there come a time where you stop believing what you're told and you'll actually function independently? You'll evaluate things on your own. You'll ask yourself whether they make sense or not. When's the last smart decision you made in regard to your football program? When is the last smart decision South Carolina has made? What is it?
Spurrier?
Yeah. Hiring Spurrier to begin with. That's the last smart decision. And pretty much everything else since then has been an unmitigated disaster. I just don't know. And again, what do you have now? What do you have now? You had Hill. You refused to play the best quarterback on your team, Helinski. Refused to play him. I don't know whether this is all because of Gunnar Stockton. I have no idea. But now you don't have any of these characters. You could have McCall. You don't have him. You don't have Stockton. He's going to go to Auburn. You don't have or want Hill. But now you want Helinski back. Because the only thing left on your quarterback roster is you have some three-star kid and you have a slot receiver who has some heart and some character and some athletic upside, but he can't throw. Quarterback, throw, pass, forward pass, quarterback. Honestly, I don't know what's going to happen, but if I was Kevin Harris, I would leave that school. Well, people are going to hate I said that. I mean, you're going to have free one-time transfer. Why wouldn't you go someplace else where your talent is enhanced and appreciated? Why go through a season where you're not going to have a quarterback and every defense that plays you knows you're going to get the ball? I mean, that's how bad it is. Swamp Ranger in Salem says, no good USC hire since Ray Tanner took over, correct? Staley and Martin are not his hires, right? That's correct. Yeah, Ray Tanner has not made a single quality hire. Not a single quality hire. Dexter says, what are you talking about with you people? I didn't believe anything when it came to Bobo and Hill. You know, good. Look, I don't mean everybody. I just mean there's way too much of it. And certainly all of the Gamecock media sources have believed every word of this. They've perpetuated it. They created it in large part. They sold the notion that Colin Hill gave you the best chance to win over and over and over. Des says, last smart decision, hiring Beamer. Okay. Good luck with that. How many years, Ramona, does he have? I know. You know, he loves them and they love him. How many years before he's out? I say 3 years he's out.
How many did they give Muschamp before they started?
More than that.
Oh,
more than
right?
that. See, that's another problem. That's another problem. I don't know what you do with any of that. I mean, I just, there's no answer to any of it.
It's chicken roll and a $10 coach.
That's right. You do have that.
It still applies.
I wonder if the chicken will run to Auburn too.
I wonder if they'll like have to melt that thing down.
No, I think he just may go to Auburn.
Sell it, make some money.
No, I think he's just going to Auburn. I think he's seen the direction everyone else is going, so the chicken may just
relocate.
Are
they chickens too? No, not chickens.
No,
are they?
They're not.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
But you know, they'll just go hang out next to the tiger or the eagle or whatever else. Auburn is that's right. They're the Eagles. So the chicken looking for some camaraderie decides to join the War Eagles.
He's not looking for a fight.
No. Pro Football Talk has decided that it appears that Nick Saban is the greatest coach of all time. What do you think about that? I read an article today from an old-time Bama source.
Why is Pro Football Talk talking about Nick Saban.
Yeah, it's all football. I mean, it's all football. They don't just speak about.
Oh, they don't.
Pro football.
Okay.
No, no, they. No, they're looking for subject fodder, and here's a convenient one. So Nick Saban is now the greatest coach of all time. The dilemma with the Nick Saban greatest coach of all time, of course, is that when he went to the NFL, where you actually don't get to choose your players like you do in college, you don't have the competitive advantage that a Nick Saban would have in Alabama. He proved to be just a guy. He was actually a bad coach. He wasn't just a guy. He was bad. He was below 500. There were all sorts of incidents, you know, the famous stepping over the unconscious guy in the hallway. You know, all these strange stories about, you know, nobody taller than him could stand next to him. He's got all these kinds of things. He had all this insanity with Saban. And remember, he passed on Drew Brees. He didn't want Drew Brees. Nick Saban, the genius, the greatest coach of all time, didn't want Drew Brees. He preferred an injured Dante Culpepper to Drew Brees. And that fundamentally was his undoing. But now he's the greatest coach of all time. You know, again, is he accomplished at Alabama? Yes. Can he act like a little general Napoleonic figure at Alabama? Yes. Can he intimidate college kids and have inordinate success at Alabama? Yes, he's capable of doing all those things. You know, and he's been a terrific winner at Alabama. That cannot be argued. That is not a subject for debate. He's won. The debate is, where does he fit in terms of history? Where does he fit? Because now it's being granted that he's the greatest college coach of all time. You know, we always have a greatest, and then we forget what we had before. I mean, is he the greatest coach at Alabama? He's tied with Bear Bryant with six titles.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he has seven. Saban has seven, but one of them was at LSU.
Now, I don't know if Alabama fans would think that is the same.
Oh, well, in consideration of Saban, they do. Actually, there was a good line. I don't know. Hold on. Let me see if I have this line. My other computer just booted me out. There was a good line from Cecil Hertz on... Where is it? I might have to look for it. But he basically said, you know, Alabama fans consider that like, you know... someone who marries into the family is less than desirable. But
oh, you new still, money, you still, old money.
Yeah, you still invite them to the table, that kind of thing. So they're counting that. But the truth is that Saban has six, just like Bear Bryant did, six at Alabama, as Bear Bryant did. Alan, I'll get to you in a minute. But the question becomes, in my mind, who did it first? Now, Bama had some success even before they joined the SEC with guys like Wallace Wade. And then Thomas had some success there in the SEC, had an unbeaten season or so, maybe two, back in the early days before Bear Bryant. But in large part, Bear Bryant built Alabama. To me, the second guy should never get the credit the first guy did, because the first guy laid the foundation for all of it. And that was built way before Nick Saban. Alabama was a shingle school because Paul Bear Bryant turned it into a shingle school. The other thing is this. Bear Bryant had three unbeaten seasons and I want to say 9 or 10 one-loss seasons. Saban has two unbeaten seasons and 6 one-loss seasons. So when you add in those sort of second-place finishes, the one-loss seasons, Saban's not really close to Bryant. Now, some will say, but Saban had to win in playoffs and play more games and all those things. And so he's really accomplished more. His six are better than Bryant, are better than Paul Bear Bryant's. But I would say nay, nay. I would say the opposite is true. And what I mean by that is, well, I'll tell you when I get back. Quick break. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Open every day and taking all of the COVID-19 precautions to help you enjoy your time with friends and family while staying safe. Don't miss happy hour every day with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the ribeye sandwich, hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, or double-fried chicken wings today. Carson's Steak Warehouse in Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, beside Tucker's.
Grainger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Grainger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Grainger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Grainger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Winter weather is here. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree limbs leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators. Your local Generac Power Pro premier dealer ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit them online at CarolinaGenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
My Garage by Essex, the go-to place for vehicle maintenance. Whether it's your newer or older vehicle, we even repair those old classics of your grandparents that need some major maintenance or repairs to keep them going like the old days. We are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. Please stop in to see us at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Plenty of certified pre-owned Fords available now at Edwards Auto Sales and Walhalla. All have been through Ford's 172-point inspection program and come with extras like a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and roadside assistance. In the Ford business for almost 60 years, the Edwards family guarantees that you'll get the best price and more for your trade. Plus, they'll never charge you a dealer fee. To see current inventory, visit EdwardsAutoSales.net or stop in at 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla.
Hey y'all, this is your girl Sherlana Wood, and I want to tell you something. My digestive system used to make me feel sluggish, but those days are over. Now I feel great. That's because I increased my fiber intake with the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge, and I'm still hooked. I just took Metamucil every day for 14 days, and it's really that easy. Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs you down, so you feel lighter and more energetic. Now I never want to go back to that heavy feeling. Are you ready for the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge? For a coupon and daily support, sign up at Metamucil.com today.
Become a Roar Insider. Get the scoop with the Roar Newsletter and a chance to win prizes. Log on to WCCPFM.com and click on the newsletter banner from the Roar.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We're back. Alan, I'll get to you in 1 second. Let me tell you about Twin Peaks. January 17th, coming right up, is Bootlegger Day at the Peaks. We're channeling our inner bootlegger, sipping on old smoky apple pie moonshine in honor of National Bootlegger Day. Cheers. How about the NFL playoffs? It's all underway. It's all coming up. And Twin Peaks is going to take you right there through your Super Bowl party at the Peaks on February 7th. Where are you going to be watching? Look, it's still the big game. We're still throwing a party. Get to Twin Peaks. They'll celebrate with you safely. Celebrate with 29-degree draft beers, the best views of the game, and scratch food to feed the whole team. And when I tell you scratch food, look, there are some givens about Twin Peaks that everybody knows about. The 80 high-definition monitors, the fact that you can watch multiple monitors from wherever you sit with a perfect view. It just doesn't get better. It was all designed to work that way. And you know about the 29-degree draft beer, and you know about all the incredible liquid choices at Twin Peaks. But the food is the biggest surprise of the whole deal. The food is sensational, and it doesn't matter what you choose. It's all great. Everybody loves the food. I'm telling you, in this cold weather, I would try the venison chili. It's a little bit spicy, but not too spicy. It's just right. Just right. Everyone who has it loves it. Comes with melted cheese and red onions, chopped red onions, that kind of stuff. And a roll. That too. It's all at Twin Peaks. Go see them. Trust me, you'll thank me later. I'm coming right to Alan. But before I get to Alan, one thing. The last thought I had before I went to break, and that was this. Some will say that Saban's had a more difficult time because he's had to win some extra games. He's had to win SEC championship games. He's had to win playoff games, that type of thing. Maybe. But there's always a counterargument. You know what the counterargument to that is? The counterargument to that is, and I think Hertz had this point as well in his article, if there had been a 4-team playoff, Alabama would have been in the playoff like every year of Bear Bryant's career, or almost every year, except for the last couple. He would have been in it every year. So he actually might have won more championships, not fewer. There's a real good chance he would have won more. Regardless, he came first. And as Steve Spurrier said about Saban, you know, and I don't know what he'd say today, but he, you know, Spurrier basically said, you don't prove that you can coach by going to Alabama. You prove you can coach by going to Duke. Or in Saban's case, by going to the Miami Dolphins, where he failed miserably. So he's not close to the greatest coach of all time. So let's get that out of the way. All right. He's not even in the universe. That's so utterly laughable. He's not that. Okay. So we can eliminate that. He was a complete fail at the pro level. Then you have to evaluate him collegially and see where you put him. And I know everyone now wants to grant that he's the greatest college coach of all time. I'm not granting that either. I don't think he's the greatest coach in Alabama history. So I'm certainly not granting that he's the greatest college coach of all time. And I've always felt that there was an element of truth in what Spurrier said. You don't prove your greatness by going to Alabama. You just don't. Now, has he done it better than a lot of guys? Yes. Yes, he has. Alan, how are you?
Happy hump day, Walt. Happy hump day.
Yeah.
You are in a very pensive mood today. It's interesting. I think you blew it out earlier in the week after the Clemson game. So you seem in a very thought-provoking mood today. I just want to congratulate you on that. It's almost like
thank
you're studying for the LSATs, for the SATs. Today's a lot more philosophical, so... Two points I want to get to, and you and I have sort of discussed this. First of all, I think hearing about that Metamucil challenge, 2-week challenge, maybe they can try that down in Columbia. But I think I only need analogies that I can come up with is I think you sort of got to talk about Auburn. I have a boy at Auburn, and I've been indirectly following the Auburn boondoggle as well. And, you know, you talk about the clown car being in Columbia. Well, there's a 2-wheel clown car down in Auburn. And I think if you look at SEC schools that have been looking for coaches, and the other SEC team I would bring up would be what A&M did, I think you can't put Carolina standalone. You may put them standalone as far as how they mishandled this. But I also think you come from a premise, and I love where you come from on this, that everyone wants to make a home run hire. But not everyone's going to or has the resources to do that. And I think in the case of Auburn, it was very much meddling from the outside. And when you look at a school like USC and Columbia, there's a lot of meddling that goes on down there. So I'm going to get to you about, A, I'm paying off an ex-coach billions of millions of dollars. So am I going to be in a position to make a, you know, Jimbo Fisher hire versus another hire who's maybe half of a Jimbo Fisher? And I want to start there and then let you deal with that.
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, Alan, I think that it's always been clear that bad hires put you in subsequent difficult shape. It's not just bad hire isn't just a one-time deal. It impacts you down the road. It impacts you financially. It may well impact, depending on the level of the buyout, the the ability, and it might limit your choice in terms of where you go next. I don't think there's any question that in the South Carolina situation, even though they don't see it that way, that they hired the guy. It's like they put the job up for bid on eBay, and they took the guy who offered the lowest price for the work. You know, so yeah, there's no question that they did that. Here's the good news, Alan, where Auburn's concerned. You know, there's a chance that you've hired an evil genius because I think this issue of Brian Hartson bringing in Bobo, I really do believe that this is about Gunnar Stockton, not about Bobo. I think that Brian Harsin's already working on who Auburn's next quarterback is going to be and how he's going to do it, and I think this is how he's going to do it. I mean, I would not be at all shocked that once Gunnar Stockton's signature meets paper, that Bobo's reign at Auburn is short-lived.
Like everybody else's. Like, it's like Whiteout. It doesn't even drive. But I want you to – you're doing this Bear Bryant comparison with Saban. And I want to ask you a question. When you talk about Bear Bryant, you go back to the early days and, you know, Woody Hayes and all these coaches – do you really think these guys are coaching anymore? I'm almost looking at Saban, and I almost think of him as a CEO of a corporation. And I wonder now, there's been this thing, Walt, where you have offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators. I mean, they got teams now of 10 and 12 coaches, maybe 15 coaches. Are they becoming more administrators than coaches? I mean, that's the thing I'm thinking about, is that I'd love you to sit down with Dabo or bring him on one day and talk about how maybe it's just changed the time he's been in the last 10, 15 years. But yeah. Are they really the head coach? Like when you think of Lombardi and you think of when these guys would literally go in the locker room and they knew every ounce of it. And I'm sure the guys do, but there's no way I can have a dozen coaches and know everything that's going on at all times. So I guess my question to you is, has the role of a coach changed? And I think that's a really, when you compare a Saban to like what was done during the days of Paul Bear Bryant, that the game has changed. You were on a rant this week about how the game has changed. So I got to believe the coaching has changed. Then when you add the transfer portal to it, these guys have become now, I mean, the most important person on my crew is probably the recruiting guys now versus my offensive. And you think a defense coordinator basically has become.
Well, you know, and I'll say one thing, Alan, you know, one of the most important coaches, on any staff is the strength and conditioning coach, because they actually spend more time with the players than any other. Yep. So, you know, that's always a unheralded and vital component that I think people sometimes overlook. I think it has changed, you know, but Bear Bryant spent a lot of time up in his tower too, you know, overlooking everything. And I think he delegated, you know, he actually may have been one of those guys who, as his career moved on and he got into the second half of his career, that he did delegate. But I think you're onto something, Alan. I'll do that. Hey, Alan, good talking to you as always. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Yep. That's a good job. Let me get my friend Josh Phillips in here. Josh, how are you?
Walt, doing well. Hope you are.
I am. Josh trying to come back and defend defensive coordinators again today.
it's ridiculous, the cheating going on. But that's a discussion for another time.
Yeah.
The thing about Coach Bryant, which in my estimation, he'll always be the greatest coach, at least at the college level. To me, Bill Parcells is the greatest NFL coach. But that's a discussion for another time as well. But people forget that Coach Bryant, there were two major situations in his career to me that separates him from any other college coach. Number one, he won an SEC championship at Kentucky. The last SEC championship that Kentucky won.
That's true.
And then of course he turned around Texas A&M and then left Texas A&M to go to Alabama. So him winning an SEC championship at Kentucky, and Kentucky hasn't sniffed an SEC championship since Bear Bryant. The second one is his influence exceeded the football field. What Bear Bryant did in 1970 with his friend John McKay, integrated the Southern states from a football standpoint and allowed, because up until then, all of the colleges, and that was 1970, every one of the Southern schools were all white. And it irked him to death. He hated it, absolutely hated it. And there's multiple stories about the way he felt about the things that were going on from a societal standpoint. And so he used, him and John McKay, used that game in Tuscaloosa when Southern Cal brought their integrated team to Tuscaloosa and flat wore them out.
That's true.
Then there's the famous story of him bringing two of the black players into the Alabama football room, into the locker room, and saying, boys, these are your teammates. Anybody have a problem? And nobody said a word. So to me, I don't take away what Coach Saban's done at Alabama. I mean, he's just – when Alabama, before he got there, was an absolute train wreck to all those other guys. And I don't take away the work and the accomplishments that he has. But to me, when you look at what Bear Bryant did at schools that you aren't supposed to win, number one, and then two, it's a very real possibility that if he doesn't play USC in 1970, that it probably would have been Louisville that would have been the dominant Southern team, because they were one of the ones that were originally bringing in and integrating their athletic teams. And had Alabama, had Bear Bryant not done that, Alabama would not be what it is today, and Saban probably wouldn't be there. So, love the topic. Can't wait.
Well, you know, Josh, let me
add you later on.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me add one thing on the Saban front. Yeah, just to be clear, shingle schools can get it wrong. Shingle schools can make bad hires that can't win, even with all of the favorable conditions that exist at those schools. And Alabama did make a number of those hires, you know, the Mike DeBoses, Mike Prices, Mike Shulas, Mike AKA Dennis Franchione's, you know, they made a number of those type of hires. But if you just choose the right guy should always win at a place like Alabama, you know, because there are so many inherent advantages. And that's why I still think there is an element of truth to what Spurrier said. And that element of truth points to what you're talking about, which is Bear Bryant did it at Kentucky. Saban hasn't done it. Saban only did it at LSU and Alabama. I mean, if you want to really take a hard look at Saban and what he did, he couldn't do it at Michigan State. You know, he wasn't able to do it at that school. And that's the comp to what Bear Bryant did at Kentucky. So yeah, I think you're onto something there, Josh. We're in agreement there. I think that the answer to the greatest coach in Alabama history is still clearly Bear Bryant, no matter how many people want to say it's Nick Saban. Josh, thank you, appreciate it as always. Quick break. We'll be right back.
You got it. I know you
did. Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Trucks, trucks, and more trucks. If you've been thinking about a new Ford truck, you need to stop by Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. With over 100 new F-150s, F-250s, and Rangers in stock and on the way, you're bound to find one that suits your needs. In the Ford business for almost 60 years, the Edwards family guarantees that you'll get the best price and more for your trade. Plus, they'll never charge you a dealer fee. To see current inventory, visit edwardsautosales.net or stop in at 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress designed specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy. Whether you're online or in their showroom, every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit engineeredsleep.com for more info. Make sure your little